New heading, Organizational Trustworthiness. As mentioned earlier, the organization is the second major source of trust, the first being the individual. When trustworthy people work within structures and systems that are not aligned with the organization's espoused values, the untrustworthy systems will dominate every time. You simply won't have trust. Through tradition and cultural expectations, these systems and processes become so deeply embedded in the organization, so congealed, that they are far more difficult to change than individual behavior. In fact, our XQ data confirm that there is a serious trust gap within organizations. Only 48% of respondents agree that their organizations generally live up to the values of the organization. For instance, almost all organizations espouse the importance of teamwork and cooperation, but they also have deeply embedded systems that reward internal competition. I once worked with a company that had no spirit of cooperation. The CEO couldn't understand why his people wouldn't cooperate. He had preached it, trained for it, psyched people up about it, but still no cooperation. While we were talking, I happened to glance up behind the CEO's desk and saw a curtain that had accidentally been left open. Behind the desk was a mock horse race. Lined up on the left-hand side were all of the horses. An oval picture of each manager's face was pasted on the front of each horse. On the right side hung a travel poster of Bermuda showing a romantic couple walking hand in hand on a white sandy beach. Now imagine the misalignment here. "Come on," he would say. "Let's work together. Let's cooperate. You'll make more. You'll do better. You'll be happier. You'll enjoy it more. The company's future will be assured." Then he would pull the curtain and say, "Which one of you is going to win the trip to Bermuda?" He again asked me, "Why won't they cooperate?" Systems will override words or rhetoric every day of the week. One of the great insights of Edward Deming was that over 90% of all organizational problems are systemic. The problems arise because of systems or structures. They're not what he called special caused or people caused. However, in the last analysis, and he knew this, since people are the programmers and systems are the programs, people are ultimately responsible for those systems. Systems and structures are things. They are programs. They have no freedom to choose. So the leadership still comes from people. People design systems, and all organizations get the results they are designed and aligned to get. Many honest people are incompetent when it comes to designing organizational systems. And likewise, some competent people are dishonest and duplicitous. But organizational trustworthiness requires both organizational character and organizational competence. Simply put, alignment is institutionalized trustworthiness. This means that the very principles that people have built into their value system are the basis for designing structures, systems, and processes. Even if the environment, market conditions, and people change, the principles do not. It is described well in the language of the architect. Form follows function. In other words, structure follows purpose. Alignment follows pathfinding. Discipline is manifest both personally and organizationally. In the organizational context, discipline is called aligning because you're creating or aligning your structures, systems, processes, and culture to enable the vision to be realized. So we have to be aware of what we could call synergistic decision-making and stovepipe execution. If the value system focuses on the long term as well as the short term, then the information system should focus on both long and short term. If the value system holds cooperation and synergy supreme, then the compensation system should reward cooperation and synergy. This doesn't mean that individual effort and performance should not be recognized and rewarded also. For instance, The size of a compensation pie may be based upon cooperation and synergy, but a particular individual's piece of that pie would be based upon individual effort within the complementary team, thus nurturing both interdependence and independence. Many organizations fall into the trap of rewarding only individual effort at the expense of cooperative effort. Little more than lip service, the value of cooperation is not built into their recognition and reward system. Since everybody is operating on their own agenda, people go along with compensation systems that reward individual effort. Even if serving the customer at the optimal level requires teamwork, that teamwork will not happen, and the result will be failure in the marketplace. It's not that people do not want to cooperate. It's that the system rewards individual effort, and sometimes even internal competition. Again, remember that systems will override and overwhelm rhetoric or good intentions at the end of the day.